We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the top of Tzadik Amud Aleph, Boi Rami Bar Chama. We learned that Midaraisa, you're not allowed to carry from Mr. Rabin to Shizachid. The Rabbanu Agoizir, you can't even carry from one Rishos to another Rishos. What makes something one Rishos to another Rishos? So there's a few ways to do that. One way is from one house to another house, because Reuben's house is considered Reuben's house, and Shimon's house is Shimon's house. You can't carry from Reuben's house to Shimon's house. But two chatzeros, technically, you could carry from one chatzah to another chatzah because they are both in the same Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And they're not considered two different types of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. One's Reuven's chatzah, one's Shimon's chatzah, because chatzah is more generic. You don't do so much tashmish in there. There would be another case where it's aser, besides for being Reuven's Rosh Hashanah and Shimon's Rosh Hashanah. The other way would be if it's a different type of functions. Let's say one's a karfif, which is for storage, and one's a chatzah, that's for use. So that would be, besides for Rav Shimon, Fidor Rabbanan and Rav Meir, they both hold you can't carry from a chotzer to a karfif, even though they're both Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but they're different type of functions. So in the Rabbanans, there are two ways that you can't carry from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Either Rosh Hashanah of Reuven to Rosh Hashanah Shimon, that only applies by a house, or according to Rabbanan, it can even apply by a roof, because the gag get the identity of the bottom. And they're considered Reuven's gag and Shimon's gag, can't carry from there to there. Another way would be if it's two different uses. Let's say a chotzer to a karfif or a gag to a karfif. Since the karfif has a different type of use, that would be no, it's aser. But there's another halacha that's more closer to a deraisa, it's a derabanan also, and that's to carry from a karmelis to a shishiyachid. A karmelis is a makum where you can't carry even four amas, only up to four amas. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a shishi yachid. For example, a karmelis, a river is considered a karmelis, or any place, a karfif yosem v'sasayim, it's not hukav adira, if it's a big area, a big storage area that has a wall, but it's not hukav adira also, that's called a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry from there to a shishi yachid. After that introduction, let's see the Gemara Shaila. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Shtei Amis Begag, Shtei Amis Ba'amad. We're going according to Rav, who holds that the halacha is that according to the Rabbanon, who hold that each gag cannot carry from one gag to another gag, what? That the roof gets the identity of the bam, of the house, and therefore you can't carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. And Rav took it a step further. He says, even in Reuven's roof alone, you cannot carry. Why not? Because it's open to the roof next door. If the houses are touching each other, there's no mechitzais in between them, so I can't carry even in my own gag. Why? Because it's open to your gag. So the question is, what about taking from my gag, that's also to carry more than four amas in it, two amas in my gag and two amas on an amud, a different Rosh Hashanah Yachid that's right here, adjacent to my gag. What's the halacha? Amar Rabba, what exactly is your question? Karmelis v'Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're asking me a Karmelis v'Rosh Hashanah Yachid? We just said, according to Rav, the roof itself is a Karmelis. You can't carry on it more than Dalat Amos. Why not? Because it's open to the gag next to it. So it has a din midrabanan like a Karmelis. So how can you carry it to the top of the Amud, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? How can you carry it to the top of the Amud, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And Tosfos says that this Amud, this post, was not close to the Gag, because then it would be parts Lamakama Aslo to the Gag, it would be open to the Gag, and the Gag would make it as well a Karmelis. So it means it's four Tvachar removed from the Gag, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a Karmelis. Bal Kaponim, so the question is, what's Rami Bar Chama Shaila? The roof has a din of a Karmelis, and the Amud has a din of a Shaila, so there's no Shaila, so it's Pashat, it's Asa. Because he was such a big genius, he was so smart, he asked the question quickly without explaining himself clearly. This was his question. His question was, Beis Amos Begag, which is a Karmelis because it's open to the other roofs, and according to Rav Meir, according to Rabbanon, you're not like carry one roof to another roof, and since it's open, Rav holds it becomes a Karmelis. So the question is, can I carry from this roof, which is a karmelis, ubeis amas bechsader, carry to two amas onto chsader. You're only carrying within four amas because you can't carry more than four amas because everything's a karmelis. The question is, can I carry from a gag to chsader? And this chsader was also a karmelis. Why? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either pshat is it was bigger, the roof of this chsader, the roof of this porch was bigger than beis asayim, so it was not hook of ladira. Or the talking about chsader did not have walls, so it did not have walls, and there was no particular evesayim. So since the chsader alone was a karmelis, the roof of the chsader is as well a karmelis. So the question is, can I carry from the karmelis of Gag to the karmelis of chsader? Ma, what's a shaila? On one hand, you say that since they both are not royal adira, so therefore, they're one rishos. They're one rishos. They're like carrying from one chaser to another chaser. Since they don't have different diurim, even though they're not the same owner, they're two different owners, but since they're not different diurim, it's not a place where there's a lot of diurim there, they don't live there, therefore it's not going to sit like two houses, it's like two chatzairis, you're allowed to carry from one place to another place. Chadar resources, it's one type of resource, one type of function. Oiduma, kivin the megag legag, it's more than one type of function, it's more chadar resources, and it's also not considered a separate bialim. Oiduma, kivin the megag legag osir, megag lechzadin ami osir. Or maybe you'll taina that the reason Rabbanon, megag the gag is osir, not because the diurim on the bottom give the roof identity of the bottom. It's not the reason. The reason the bottom maybe is because they hold the two different bialim alone is enough to make a problem. So then, even a gag tachsad would be a problem. That's the Gemara's shayla. Gemara's not sure. On one hand, you say that it's even two different bialim, doesn't have its own identity because there's not so much tamshus there. On the other hand, you'll say that maybe the reason why Rabbanon aser gag to gag is not because it takes identity at the bottom, but because it's shino bialim. So maybe here also be also called Shino Bailam. Like Rashi says, Rashi inside, Rashi is like halfway down the Amud. I dilma kivin the Megagag also, tamayu the bottom shim the kapti as Shino Bailam. Megagag sad nami will be also. That's Gemara. Shaila Gemara doesn't push the Shaila. So Gemara Vaita. Boyi Rabbi Barabaya, a similar Shaila. Beis Amis Begag, or Beis Amis Bechorvo, talking about according to Rav, according to the Rabbanon. So the Gag has a din of a Carmelist. You can't carry more than Dalar Amis on the Gag. The question is, can I carry from this Gag to a Chorva? Rashi says this Chorva was also a Carmelist. It's open to Rosh Hashanah. So it had three walls. The fourth wall is nothing there. It's open to Rosh Hashanah. So the Chorva has a din of a Carmelist. So I'm allowed to carry from the Carmelist to the Gag to the Carmelist of Chorva. Similar to what we just asked, allowed to carry from the Gag to the Achsadra. Mahu, that was the question. Amr Rav Kana tells Rav Bibi, Lav Hainu Duram Bachama, isn't that the exact same question like Ram Bachama? So Rav Bibi answers back, Amr Rav Bibi Barabaya, Vichmi Achar Asoyi Venatsoyi, you think I'm going to take someone else's Shaila and come fight with it to Beis Medrash? You think I'm going to steal someone else's question? Plagiarism? You think I'm going to do that? I'm not going to do that. I have my own Shaila. I'll tell you why it's my own Shaila. Achsadra Lechazel Adira, Vachur Vechazel Adira. Achsad is not chazal adira, but churva is chazal adira, and therefore it's a tzad to be awesome. Break the Gemara, v'chimi achad chazal adira, if a churva is chazal adira, Michael Avayla, what's the question? Of course it can't carry from the gag to the churva. It's like a house. It's chazal adira. So the Gemara says, no, it's not really chazal adira, it's just more chazal adira than achsadra. And the shayla is like this, imtim tzolayim v'kayma. It's imtim tzolayim, which means if you say in one direction on the other shayla, I'll still ask you a shayla. And it goes like this, imtim tzolayim achsadra lichazal adira. If you tell me achsadra is mutter, it's called one rishos, because that's not royal adira. But churva is more royal. Chazal adira, so maybe it's better. And that's why I'll be asa. Idoma hashtomiya less vidurum. But maisi, you'll say on the other hand, churva has no one living there right now. So maybe it's the same thing like achsadra. And on the side that achsadra is mutter, churva is mutter also. Or, even on the side that achsadra is mutter, churva is better because it's royal adira. That's the Gemara Shaila, teiku. We are not sure, we're not pashut the Shaila. So, zok the Gemara Vaita. Now, until now, we were talking about that we're going in the Rabbanon exclusively. Now we're going to bring down a Shaila even in Rav Meir. Gag HaShavim L'Rav Meir and V'Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanon. Gag HaShavim Rav Meir means the fear of Meir, you're allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag. Reuven's Gag to Shimon's Gag. Why does it have to be Shavim? Because we said if it's 10 Tfachim higher than another one, then there's a Gzerim Shem Tail. So it has to be Gag HaShavim. So Gag HaShavim Rav Meir, which means a bunch of gagim, a bunch of roofs, you carry from one to another one, or a gag yichid l'rabbanon, or a separate gag that's not open to another gag for rabbanon. So both these examples are examples where you should be able to carry on the whole roof because there's no shayla of anyone becoming asa. Here, Rav says, Rav ama mutto talta l'kula, you let it carry in the whole entire roof. V'shmul ama ima talta by elma dalat, you only can carry dalat amas. Now, we have to explain pshat in this, but the first step is this is like the opposite of the way Rav and Shmuel took sides before. Before, Rav said, when you have a roof open to another roof, it's also l'talta, only dalat amas, and Shmuel says, mutta l'talta b'kuloi. And now, they are switching roles. It's a different case, but they're switching roles, and here Rav saying mutta, and Shmuel ama talta b'kuloi. So the Gemara is explaining the reasoning for Rav and Shmuel by making a stira to before. Rav Amar Mutar Talmud Kulo. It says over here that Gaga Shavim Fira Meyo or Gag Yichid Rabbanon. Remember, what we're trying to do is we're talking about Gagim that don't have a shaila of open to other diurim, because if you're a mayor, all gagim are the same regarding diurim, and we're talking about gag yichid l'rabbanan. And still, Rav says you could carry bakula. So Rav is really simple, but what I'm saying, kasha the Rav the Rav, it's shver on Rav before. So before, Rav said, im tatam dal ramas. So, l'chare, what's the question? What's the question? What's past the words of the question? So the words of the question technically are that here, just like you open there to the Urim, here you open to the Rishus Rabim. So why does not that Asa your roof? Teretz is, you can tell me, you have Mechitzes on the outside and that go up, good Asik. And here it's Minkara because you see the outside of the walls here. So in that, Taisvis speaks out that the Gemara thought that the Mechitza was not Minkara, was not recognizable. Why? Because if not, what would be Pshat and Shmuel? It says you only could do Dal Ramis. That's the Gemara thought at this point. So Mar Azakasha, that if it's not Minkar Mechitza, so why does Rav allow you to carry on this roof? You don't have Mechitzas. And it's open to Shusha Rav. So Gemara answers, no, Hasam Le Minkar Mechitza. By the case before where Rav says that Fira Banan, you can't carry on your own roof because it's open to other roof, there the two houses were touching each other. So the Mechitza was not recognizable. And therefore, there was no Hefzik, there was no separation between your Gag and the other Gag. Hacha, here, we have a bunch of roofs. And it's only, they're not open to each other, is not a problem. They don't need a wall in between you. The whole problem is open to Sharabim. Hocha Minkara Mechitza. Here, when you're looking on the outside, you can look, you see the Mechitza. It's Minkara, which means when you're standing on the roof, you can look down, you see a Mechitza, then you say good Asik, even according to Rav. So Rav is very simple to understand. Anytime it's Heker Mechitza, it's a good wall, and it's not a good wall. And therefore, when you have two Gagim next to each other, according to the Rabban and the whole two Gagim Aser, it makes you can't even carry on the Gag because it's open to the other Gag. You have Mechitza, you don't have Mechitza because it's not Minkar, it's not recognizable. Mashenkin here, where it's handling a Shaila of Shishiyachid that's open to Shirabim, since the Mechitzas are Nikar on the outside, it goes straight up and you have a Mechitza. So Rav is easy to understand. What's Pshat and Shmuel? Why, if you have Mechitzas here, so why does Shmuel say that it's us that carry Dal Ramis? Shmuel, Ma'im Metalt Mel Dal Ramis, Kasha the Shmuel, Shmuel, Madlich before Shmuel says you say good Asik, even when it's not Minker, here for sure you say good Asik. So what's Pshat over here? You can't Metalt Mel Dal Ramis on top of these roofs. So Gemara answers, Hosom Lev Yosef Beis Asayim. Before the roof was not bigger than Beis Asayim. Hacha, what you're talking about, have Yosef Beis Asayim. And when it says Gagna Shavim Rameya, Gagna Chidir Rabbanon, mean there's so many Gagim here that it was more than Beis Asayim, more than 5,000 square Amis, which is basically 70 Amis by 70 Amis and a Mashu, and 2/3 and a Mashu, so it's more than 5,000 square Amis. So it's more than Beis Asayim. I can tell me it's Huk of Adira, because you have good Asik, you have Mechitzas, and that's Huk of Adira for the people on the bottom. Vahani Mechitza is the Mechitzas that are on the bottom, Lamata Abidan, made for the bottom, for living on the bottom, Lamayla Abidan. Even though you say good Asik, but it's made for the bottom. Vahavik a Karf Yosef Beis Asayim, Huk of Adira, it's like a Karf of more than Beis Asayim that was not a Huk of, that was not surrounded with Adira. Vahal Karf of Yosef Beis Asayim, Huk of Adira, Yamatalatum Mayo Dalad, and any Karf of that's more than Beis Asayim, it's not Huk of Adira, you're only metaltal Dalad Amis and not more than that. But Rav holds that even though it's more than Beis Asayim, it's called Huk of Adira. So it turns out that everyone agrees you have good Asik Mechitza. It's partially because it's Minkara Mechitza. It's partially you say good Asik. That means the walls on the bottom are Ki'ilu, goes up and is a wall around the Gag. But the Machloikas is that wall Huk of Adira or not? Shmuel says it's not Huk of Adira because it's made for the bottom. And Rav says it's Huk of Adira. So the way you can explain this machlekes, it's up here, Rab Chaim, that the machlekes is how you look at good asik. Do you look at good asik is that the wall on the bottom is your wall on top, or the wall on the bottom like extends, like has extension, and it's a new wall on top coming out of that wall. So if you learn it's a new wall on top, say here, the new wall is not Huk of Adira, it's no Adira on top. But if you learn is that I'm using the wall on the bottom, and it is Huk of Adira then, that's Pshat and Rav, why you could carry in it more than Dalad Amis.